back in the ye olde days, where kids wasn't just iPad babies, we had something called physical merchandise, toys, if you will, that we gave and sold to children. And people were like, how can we sell more toys to children? How can we sell more toys? What if we made a whole ass cartoon just to pander to them, get their parents to buy shit that they don't need? Today, we are going to explore all the anime we saw as children that made our parents buy toys.
Well, three of them, because we're not going to talk about Beyblades.
And Bakugan.
That's... Oh, wait, we bought some Bakugans, so those are cool.
We bought some Bakugan. We bought both Beyblades and Bakugan. We were the consumers. We were the target audience that those animes were going for.
We're
going
to talk about three other ones.
No, fine, the three most popular.
Pokemon, Digimon, Yu-Gi-Oh.
You didn't say Yu-Gi-Oh correctly. You got to go, Yu-Gi-Oh! Dun, 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 dun. I'm Annie. Dun, dun, dun.
I don't think that's how it went, Minty.
It totally was. And it's a fun time when we said every podcast went FU. So this episode's going to be a little different because I wanted to talk about some shit that we did not have the equipment, the mental kind, to talk about for a full 30 minutes. But if we combine them all into one episode, it should be fine.
Yeah, so I guess we'll start with who's our top five favorite Digidestins.
Yes, I made this list.
Yeah,
I'm very interested in this. We will be using English names, but we watched this as children and didn't really rewatch it as an adult. I think we rewatched season one too, but...
We did, but they still used the English names, so we didn't watch the Japanese version.
Yeah, but we remember them more. I don't remember lickety-split about season 3 and 4, based only vibes.
Yeah, you're probably... I kind of remember the ending of 3. That's the one I most remember.
I don't remember shit. I remember 2. We're like, that guy died? By the way, y'all, when we say season 2, we mean the season with Davis. None of this Digimon fan shit. Well, technically, season 2 is when Kairi came. That's season 1. Or series 1, I should say.
So I'll start off with my number 5 Digidestin. I chose Matt from Digimon 1.
Oh, he ranked so low. He's so low. Look at him. He's on like the body. He's touching the bottom.
He's good looking. He's a good brother. But he's very angsty.
That's what we're looking for in a man. But
I know. And actually, one of my most memorable scenes of Digimon is the one where like Matt's by himself and he's cold. So Gabumon gives him the like his fur coat. And this is when he evolves into Gabumaru. Well, no. He is Gabumaru. What? Oh, God, what is the wolf's name?
Gabumon.
Gabumon.
That's good. I remember that because it's where Gabumon. That's what he said when he evolved. Okay, I'm surprised Matt is at number 5 because 1, he was the better Koji from Digimon Frontier. 2, he was a good foil to Tai. And 3, he got the girl.
Oh my god. They're probably divorced though.
He's probably divorced though. But you can't prove that specifically. Looks at like the happy marriage between Yoli and Ken.
When they showed them together and Matt and Sora were clearly separate lives.
It's okay, baby. You still took the girl from Tai. I didn't see Tai happen. Standing next to her as a diplomat. It's so funny seeing Tai, diplomat between Digimon World and Human World, Davis, ramen shop owner.
International.
So my number 5, I put Henry from the 3rd one.
I'm surprised you put him so low. Okay. We were obsessed with Henry.
We were obsessed with him, but only because he was Henry Wong. He was the character
they're
we were
all living. Asian.
No, no, no. He wasn't all Asian. He was Chinese.
So you put him as 5?
Okay. If you think about it, his personality like wasn't that great. He was just kind of generic, nice kid who was a good big brother.
He's a happy version of Matt.
We only really liked him because of Teriomon. God, when Teriomon was his hat?
No, that was the other kid.
Oh, okay, well. Sorry, other kid from the Digimon virus movie.
Teriomon and Lotmon. Oh, I can't believe you. I can't believe you
no,
do that.
Yeah, Teriomon, like, I like Henry. Don't get me wrong. I like everything he did, but he didn't leave much of an impression, and I think Teriomon carried that duo more.
Oh my. It's a straight man, comedy man duo.
God, I love Henry, but I will say something controversial. Did not put Rika on the top 5.
I'm surprised you didn't. I thought you really liked Rika.
I really like Rika and Renamon.
But you have all males on your list?
No, I got a female on there.
How many?
1.
Me too, actually.
I don't know.
I think I know who your girl is.
Yeah. Rika Soyo-like and stuff was just a little bit too generic for me as I grew older.
Well, because it's a children's show. How deep could they actually get? Unless you're that Koji's brother.
Koji's
still
brother.
Not sure if he's alive or dead.
I don't know. Did he fall down the stairs?
That's why I have no idea.
What's his name?
Ken?
Nope, that's season 2's villain.
I don't know then.
Okay.
I'm surprised to start with a K.
Well,
Kenji?
Yeah. Koji and Kenji.
Maybe.
Also, at the later on in the season, she didn't really do much except I'm the waifu bait with Renamon.
Yeah, but she was really hot with Renamon.
She was really hot, but she was still very much a minor.
And then Kyubimon, oh my god, and then her like mega evolution.
Oh, mega evolution. Yeah, I don't know why I first started Pokemon.
Anyway, my number four is...
My number five is Mokshu. Wait, I guess technically your number five is Mokshu number five?
Well, I don't know. We'll see, right?
Because this is squad like rules. Matt beats Henry.
All right, I like that. My number four is Ty.
He's so low.
Shut the
fuck up. Oh my god, he's so low.
Screw yourself. I was like, maybe I should have switched my three and four, but I'll just stick with Ty as four for now.
Oh, whoever is three to beat the quintessential Digimahamer, you're gonna have to fight for your life there.
I don't have to do shit. It's my list. I'll do what I want. I mean, Ty's pretty an obvious choice, right? He's the protagonist. He's the leader. He's the courage. He had that whole little character growth when he was the first one to come back into the world because he tried to force Greymon to evolve. And he did, but he ended up evolving to Skull Greymon.
Yeah, if you saw Jujutsu Kaisen, you'll get that reference.
Shut up. And then obviously the movie was fantastic. So Ty is kind of an obvious choice why he'd be number four. If you've never seen Digimon, I mean, go watch it. And I love the English dub of it. They're just so like sassy little kids.
Ty's like the epitome of like children's anime protagonist.
Yeah.
I kind of wish in season two, oh, come on, Ty, come back. Take that reign back from Davis. Davis is kind of a weak protagonist.
See, because Ty is better than Davis, who's too dumb. Ben and Takuma, who was just kind of like naive. He was just kind of like a starry-eyed kid looking at the world, but Ty was like a leader. And then Takuya was just a bit confrontation. Like, he liked to fight people, which is fine, but you know.
I always thought Takuya was just kind of a, they tried to bring back Ty.
Yeah.
God, I hope we're getting the Ma's and Ya's correct. I don't know why they would do this to us.
Because in Japan, there's a big difference. I have seen Digimon 5. I think I started Digimon 6, because 5 is Frontier.
No, 4 is Frontier.
No, 4 is Frontier. 5 is Data Squad.
Yes, there's...
6 is Cross Wars?
Yes.
I tried to watch Cross Wars. I think they were trying to do like a Pokemon thing, but each individual Digimon was so lackluster, you really didn't want to watch it. Like, they needed like 6 fantastic Digimons that fuse into cooler Digimon. I think that would be hard.
Oh, and what Marcus didn't make on is your number one?
Who's Marcus?
He's the Ty wannabe in Data Squad.
Oh, fuck that.
He's the one who just has Agumon.
I didn't like Data Squad.
That girl was useless.
To me, Data Squad should have taken place more in the modern world, dealing with Digimon problem, but they switched to the Digimon world because they had to find a kid, and it just got weird. So my first Ty.
Chi. Is that his name?
Full name? That's his full Japanese, Tai Chi.
Oh. Oh, shit.
And that is Yamato.
No, Yamato! My number four is Zoe from Digimon
Frontier. I knew it. You love Zoe.
I love Zoe. She was unapologetically feminine, but at the same time took charge of shit.
I did like her too. She was the first one to go into like the second stage.
Yeah, against whatever that girl's name.
Whatever the water one was.
Yeah, I know it started with an R.
I really like that episode.
Yeah.
Zoe's really cool. I do like her.
The Frontier was so cool, but clearly it did not do well because they never did anything like fresh like that again.
Which is weird. Yeah, 4 was very good.
Yeah.
I just thought it was weird that towards the end, it was like Takuya and Koji got to keep everyone's spirits. And I was like, well, what's the point then?
I thought it was weird when Book Mom getting pregnant with Patamon. You remember that?
I do. And I didn't realize it was in that one.
Yeah, it was in that one.
Oh my god.
Two useless guide NPCs. When I say the yellow one was useless.
You know, honestly, Digimon could have just kept recycling Digimon.
Yeah, could have.
And they never did. And it was like, because Digimon made this complex system of like a bunch of these can evolve into like Angel Woman, you know? And you could have just kept developing that. There's a YouTube channel that explains it. I've been meaning to watch it, but I'm also kind of like, I don't really care.
I love Bookmon. He was a good Pokedex.
What's his friend's name?
Oh, who cares?
Ah, come on.
I like to call him Floppymon.
He kind of looks like if Winnie the Pooh and Piglet combined.
Ah, they had a baby.
Yeah. Anyways, my number three. Shut up. Don't look at me like the way you are.
I don't know your number three.
It's Sora.
Oh, boy. Ooh. That's a choice.
I think I chose Sora mostly out of nostalgia reasons. Because, again, when we were kids, actually, even now, there's not many female characters. And she's like a tomboy female character. And she took a lot of charge.
Bland character, though.
Well, she's cute.
She's cute, but they, you know, obviously, unfortunately, in that season, they sacrificed all these side characters to really build up I, Matt, TK, and Kari.
I was thinking about putting Kari, but I was like, no, the dub kind of ruined it when they made it that TK liked it. And then you find out in the Japanese dub, they're just platonic friends.
Don't even come at me with that, bro. Okay, I'm a TK Kari shipper right here. They're not just friends. In the movie, they took a picture together
as friends.
Oh, that's not what Davis said.
Yeah,
Pizza. You'll come at me, bro. Yeah, Pizza. I will be eaten dead.
Yeah, piece of shit, you know that? I just like Sora, okay? Just leave me alone about it. Who's your third?
Oh, I actually talked about him. It's actually my man, the Chad, the legend, TK. Or as we call him in Japanese, Takeru.
Cloud Superlatives for number 3 on your list.
I like TK. He was the only one whose Digimon died, so we had to watch it from egg to maturity.
Wasn't that stupid, though?
Angelmon sacrificed himself for us.
No, I get it, but I'm like, I don't know. He got reincarnated, and like, you knew it was Patamon, and you knew he wasn't gonna do anything because TK's kind of the useless one.
He's the cute one.
He's the cute one in Adventures 2.
I wish in Adventure 2 they really played up the fact that he was the Digiworld expert compared to the other three, you know? Like, he should have been knowing bam bam bam. But they only really gave that role to Mimi when, like, her bitch ass grew up in Digiworld America.
Oh, so only
yeah. Mimi had the currency, you know?
Mimi was super cute.
And it made no fucking sense why she knew all about the digital world in America.
That's America.
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 She was really cute in the second season, though.
I know, the pink hair.
Yeah. Made herself look like Lily Ma.
Did not allow that in Japan.
No, no. We had to show that this was an American girl now. But then, yeah, like, TK and Kari didn't really do anything. They're like, yeah, we kind of know things. And David's like, ooh, I can't believe you know things with Kari. Only I should know things with Kari.
I like that Patamon evolved into a Pegasus.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool.
So I think there's a lot of wasted potential they had with TK, but he was a very interesting character.
No, he was, yeah.
And I don't know, maybe it's just me. I would say play off the fact that he was the youngest. Like, maybe have Joe more protected of him other than just, I'm Matt's little brother.
Then what would Matt things be? Just be the edgelord?
He could be the edgy guy. He had his harmonica.
No, no,
no. Moving on to your number 2.
My number 2 is your number 5, Henry.
Oh.
I really like Henry. I like older brother sibling characters, I guess.
Yeah, Matt was lower than Henry.
Well, it was Matt, Ty, Thora. I think she's the only child, but then that's Henry. Henry was just like a mellow dude who just went, oh my god, what the hell is his sister's name?
Susie. And like all them Japanese watchers like, who the fuck are these assholes talking about?
I don't know, maybe that is a Japanese name. No one knows. I've never looked it up.
You think he's a Chinese name in the anime?
It's Wong.
Well, I'm just saying the Henry, you know, instead of Rika and Takuya, he could be like Henya.
No, I'm pretty sure he's Chinese.
I know, I'm asking if his name is Chinese in America. There's no way in the original dub his name is Henry, that's why. In the original Japanese.
You wanna Google it?
I'm gonna Google it. Okay, we Googled it. It's hella Chinese.
It's really Chinese.
His last name was Wong, but it was originally Lee. That's a hard sentence to say. He wasn't very memorable to me.
I like Henry and Teriyamon. And again, as I said before, more so than that Digimon movie guy. Forget his name.
I think he was also American.
I know very vaguely. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what more I could say of Henry that I didn't already say when you brought up Henry.
Well, maybe if 4Kids didn't cut down that fucking movie into like half the runtime so they can combine 3 movies into one, we would know more about that movie.
What's your number 2?
Well, we can't talk about my number 2 and 1 because the same as yours and we already said our pieces. But my number 2 was Matt from the first series. I thought he was a cool edgelord.
And is number 1 Ty?
Yeah, number 1 is totally Ty. He is
number 1 Ty?
If they made 2 ripoffs of Ty, he's definitely number 1.
What are you, basic bitch?
I'm just saying, Ty, wrong with you? Like, ask what? Ketchum, Ty is like the epitome of what a Digidestin should be.
You're tough. 3 are off in the first series.
Yeah, and your bottom 3 is off in the first series.
But I picked Sora instead of TK.
You liked her because you're a giant flaming lesbian.
And you're a crybaby.
Who's your number 2 and 1 then? Oh, 2 is Henry, right?
Right.
Who's 1 then?
Davis.
Oh, hell no. You just picked him because of V-mon.
I like Davis and V-mon. I thought he was very brazen.
You're choosing too much on the Digimon and not the Digidestin.
No, I like Davis.
What did Davis do? He was just a bad version of Ty.
He was not a bad version of Ty. He was his own character, and he was very brazen, and he did his own shit, and he was very reckless. He just had a lot of personality.
I guess, but I don't know. Like, he had a lot of like sassy attitude and doing things without thinking, but we didn't really see the consequences of those a lot. It was just kind of, he was reacting to things.
Because he's like, what, 12 in the series? 10? How old are they?
I don't know, but Cody was a useless character.
Leave Cody
alone. Davis was only good in that group because he had the only personality.
Yeah.
Mom said it was my turn to have the personality. Meanwhile, in the first generation, they all had very distinct personalities. Fucking Davis.
I like Davis. You go just, fuck yourself.
You just like Steve Bloom.
What about Steve Bloom?
He voiced Flame Drummond.
Oh my god, what kind of reference is that, you piece of shit?
I'm sorry, you basic bitch. Anyway, that was our Digimon. You choose in the comment, Ty versus Davis. Mind you, one of them broke the goggles and Ty had to give him his.
That was a cute moment.
I won't say which character it was.
I wonder who.
Moving on to our next series targeted for selling toys. Yu-Gi-Oh!
And Annie wanted to talk specifically not about characters, but the decks.
Yes. I think a deck is a lot more interesting than the characters.
Because we don't know many of the characters. We only know the vibe of the decks that they had.
My number 5 has to be the King deck. The deck everyone knows. It is Seta Kaiba's deck that was built all around. I gotta look up the names. I always get confused.
The blue-eyed white dragon?
Yeah. Okay, I always want to say the three-headed blue-eyed white dragon, but that's only after he combined all three of them.
I can't believe you would pick Seto Kaiba's deck.
Every time they sort of started deck based off the characters, I always had to get my boy Seto Kaiba.
Are you fucking stupid?
Although they really should have made the blue-eyed white dragon a little bit more rare.
They also should have had an actual theme. I couldn't even remember what even Kaiba's theme was.
It's all about the quickest way to summon the blue-eyed white dragon. That was his whole thing.
That's
stupid.
You
gotta appreciate a man who knows what he wants.
That's
he wants the fucking
goddamn
stupid. Episode 1 is like Yugi's grandpa's like, oh, look at my weird blue-eyed white dragon. And Seto Kaiba's like, bitch, only I can have that. And he beats an old man just to whip up the card. And then you proceed to the first match of this damn show where he summons 3 blue-eyed white dragons being like, oh, hell yeah.
And gets wiped out by Exodia.
It was OP. No wonder that bug guy shoot in the ocean.
You're so stupid!
Number 5 then!
Well, when you said bug guy, he comes to number 5, the insect deck of Weevil Underwood.
Oh, God.
I had a very hard time picking the 5, okay? And I just like insect themes. I remember him being kind of like, he trapped other people's cards to cocoons and turned them, or like use it as fodder for his bug creatures, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he did that against Joey, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
What a creepy ass deck, though.
I'm pretty sure he was only in one match and whatever filler arcs he was in.
Pretty mantis ass bitch.
I just chose him. Right. I just like insects.
My 4th place. Again, we're not going to go into depth. We're not that big Yu-Gi-Oh fans.
No, I barely remember the first one. I tried to watch all of the second one, but stops being dubbed after one point. And the third one is very hard to watch. Because I think after they defeat the first villain, the second one is almost like, why does this exist? It has no plot whatsoever.
I think the part that got us lost is that they stopped doing card games on motorcycles.
You know, yeah, honestly. And then the dragons part stopped being important, really.
Speaking of card games on motorcycle, it's my girl Colin from Code Geass. But in this anime, she's called Akiza. The whole thing, she's the one with the rose dragon 5Ds.
No, I know. That's the only thing I remember is the black rose dragon. I don't know anything else she has.
It's all plant themed. But what got me about my girl Akiza is one, she was introduced in the anime of motorcycles, but her deck wasn't really built around that. I think she was the first one in the anime introduced where they were like, fuck no, all that whole speeding up past your opponent, we're not doing that.
That
shit.
Was stupid. The whole motorcycle thing is just stupid, okay?
The whole thing, you know how I give like, you know, pops to you, Kaiba. You did the whole thing just so you can summon the blue eyes white dragon the fastest. Akiza also has a similar vein, but her deck is specifically to get cards on the field and put them quickly back into her deck so that way she can synchro summon the rose dragon as fast as possible.
I swear to God, if I see Joey wheeling your fucking deck, I'm gonna kick you in the face.
Kick me in the balls, go ahead, I don't care. Who's your number 4?
Number 4, I chose the sexy lady of the first Digimon series, my fucking Valentine.
I thought it was weird that they didn't focus on Mai in Digimon, so I'm glad she got her start in Yu-Gi-Oh.
Get the fuck up.
The Harpy ladies were sexy.
Incredibly. They never focus enough about Mai and the Harpy ladies.
And when they spoil kids censored the needles on the boobies, I was upset 20 years later. Inconsolable.
Just like finding out that those cousins in Sailor Moon weren't cousins.
What kissing cousins?
Alright. It's good just because they're sexy.
Yes. Number three on mine. Okay. I know this is gonna get you upset. I did have to pick my boy Bastion from GX.
Ooh.
He's the nerdy guy who was part of Raw.
Oh my god!
Okay, hear me out. I remember the scene where he opens his jacket. I don't know if it's just a dub thing where he's like, go ahead, Jaden, pick any deck you like. I have a deck based off each element of the periodic table.
I read his wikia and I was like, yeah, he has the four elements, but they only see him use water and one time earth.
Because he doesn't fight a lot.
Because he's useless!
I don't understand in that series why Kaiba made an academy and he was like, Slytherin Red, garbage, you're the lowest. And like, we have this yellow, you know, orange chicken. You're in the middle. And my bomb ass blue one is the expert one. But we don't focus on the yellow. We only focus on Slytherin Red and Obelisk Blue.
It's that middle child syndrome.
My fucking boy was robbed. I love him. I wish he played a role, but I guess he got erased by that weird panda dude.
The who?
That was really that kid who came.
Oh, yeah. The koala.
Fucking hated him. He stole my boy's screen time.
This koala man had more personality than you.
He was the only one that took his studies seriously. Fucking Alexis being like, my brother's been gone forever. Study, girl!
No wonder he got replaced, huh? You know all the reasons, you just won't believe it.
What's your number three?
I picked Yugi Moto? Muto? I thought it was Moto. Muto?
I think it's Muto.
Muto. The first of the Yu-Gi-Ohs.
Yeah, he was cool.
I don't know. I don't know much about decks. I just know Dark Magician and Dark Magician Girl.
He had a real fantasy D&D aesthetic.
After a while, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like in the beginning, there was no theme.
It's Karibo, obviously, and the Celtic.
Yeah, what the fuck was Karibo? Why was he even in the deck? And then he stayed in the deck.
And then the filler, he became the deck master. Because Yugi is Karibo, don't you understand?
What the fuck are you talking about?
In the filler, when they was in the digital world, they all had to pick a deck master to represent their deck. And it gave them like a little hook of what they can do.
What?
Yeah.
What filler is this one?
That's the one they meet Noah. That's technically Kaiba's. I think it's...
Oh, they went into the AR world?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I wonder at one point, anyone gonna realize all my knowledge of Yu-Gi-Oh comes from Yu-Gi-Oh Abridged?
It was really funny until they got to that filler arc.
Until they got the, can't watch that filler arc.
The whole, like, what's that? Not Bakura, but the angry Egyptian one.
Oh, Merrick.
Merrick. It was very funny in the bridge.
And Yugi's also my number two. You gotta pay respect to Dark Magician and that gray guy, that skull guy.
Don't they put Dark Magician on a dragon?
Yeah, that's polymerization.
Oh my god. The whole polymerization thing pisses me off because it's so fucking confusing.
It confuses me how he won that dice game against Duke Devlin.
Oh yeah, that's right. I totally forgot about that.
He had like a weird Karibo card that was specifically only for that game and you're like, what the fuck?
I wonder if there's a video game based on that.
I hope not.
Anyway, my number two is Jaden Yuki and his heroes deck.
He's my number one!
Because he's so cool!
The elemental heroes are so cool.
I like number two better than number one because I love Jaden. Yuki's an okay character, but Jaden is just so, like, optimistic, sunny. And I like his foil with Chad, but I would never put Chad on this list.
No, ever since he got the three shitlings.
I mean, basically, because I remember the three shitlings ended up being very powerful cards, and I was like, what the fuck are we doing here? They're supposed to fuck around, and
what's
he finds out.
That he got one shitling and then it kept rolling and you're like, I didn't even like the first one. Come on.
That's kind of funny to an extent. But yeah, I just like Jaden as his hero cards and, you know, like very thematic.
I liked it when the dub was like, I summon elemental hero. And I'm like, oh, yes. I don't even care who at this point. You know who I'll never put on my list? What's not gonna be Yusei and his junk warrior?
Oh my god, right? Like, right. What the fuck? I'm surprised you didn't have Joey Wheeler on your fucking list.
Wait, he only had Time Wizard, Red Eyes, Black Dragon, and Baby Dragon.
Oh yeah, he did have Baby Dragon.
He did have Baby Dragon. Only useful when Time Wizard was on the field, so a lot of times, like, believe in the heart of the cards and I can get Time Wizard. It's me, Joey Wheeler.
Again, you gotta stop making Abridged references.
What's your number one, bitch?
My number one is Toon Deck.
Oh, Maximum Pegasus.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's a good deck.
Because it was really cool, and then, like, everything was like chibi-fied and he was like a very powerful duelist who was like in love with his wife or something who was dead.
Well, we'll never know because Floyd Kidd censored that. She just kind of exploded one day into roses. They could have been divorced for all I know.
He's just a grieving divorced man.
Yeah, like, oh, why was I so gay that I pushed away the only woman I love?
I just love Toontown and how, like, everyone became a Toon version.
And I think that's how he got Time Wizard, I thought.
I don't think that was.
Whatever. That's why I picked. But Toontown was the only one I remember very clearly.
Let's get clear. It's Toon World.
Whatever!
Because Toontown is an online game community.
What?
That was a game. Don't worry about it. It's a guy online.
Whatever. That's why I knew I had to put that as number one.
Anyways, we went too long on two shows we didn't really know about. So join us next time when we finish the thrilling sequel of shows that was meant to sell toys.
You know what's crazy? If we really wanted to, we probably could have vamped enough to make each of these their own episode.
We could have, because we did get surprisingly heated despite not knowing anything about anything. Because
Seto Kaiba was a dumbass choice.
No, it was not! I should have put Exodia in the Yami deck.
Go fuck yourself.